Hi, I'm Ray Poynter, co-founder of ResearchWise AI, and this is Talking AI. Today, I'm delighted to be talking to Dharmendra Jain, the founder of Aknable, an AI company based in Kenya. And I'm also lucky enough to have spent 2 years on SMO Council with Dharmendra, and there I was given the pleasure and the honor of calling him DJ. So, hi, DJ, great to have you with us.
Hi Ray, it's great to see you again, and thanks for having me. It's really wonderful to catching up with you again on this platform. Looking forward. Thank you.
Pleasure, pleasure. So, DJ, perhaps start by giving our listeners a bit of background to you and a bit of background to Aknable.
Yeah, sure. So my name is Dharmendra Jain, as you know, founder and the CEO of Actionable AI. We are based here in Nairobi, Kenya. And I spent almost close to 2 decades in Africa, before that in India. And all my life is all about market research, operations, data, technology. And that has inspired me to come up with this my venture, Actionable AI. It's all about the real sort of passion behind it is to really bridge this gap between the researchy and the techie thing, and where you can bring something which is practical, working for research, designed by researcher. And so that's the whole sort of motto of Actionable AI. And I'm glad that we are here with some very good sort of solutions for market research industry, especially from the emerging markets.
So, just before we jump to the emerging markets, just tell us a little bit about the sort of products and services that you offer.
Sure. So we have got a SaaS platform, which is really in a kind of making is a one platform for market research, especially for medium and small enterprises, because they currently one of the things which I noticed in my previous experience, the people are tired of tools, one tool for that, another tool for that. They really want one stop thing for them, you know, where most of the things they can do when it comes to the market research operation or process. So we are developing a platform, Actionable platform, which will have multiple sort of applications within it. Currently, we do have five applications in that platform. One is simply for language solutions. You can do translation in 132 languages, transcriptions in more than 60 languages. Right. And then you have qualitative research end to end, where given I am from Africa, where you have number of markets and the challenges to reaching out with this. So we have come up with a recruitment facility as well, apart from online, offline, FGD and transcription and analytics with chatbot. And then we have another one, which is creative testing platform, where people can do the cloud-based platform, you know, the creative testing. And then open-ends processing. And finally, we have a chat with data where I realized that when I was in my operations role, surveys started and client surveys used to come to me that, you know, how many surveys have been done so far? Can I see the sample data? Can I see what's coming out? What are the earlier, you know, early trends? So I come up with something called chat with data where you can upload your Excel raw data file from survey, and you can actually see the early trends, what's coming up, you know. So as a researcher, that will give you a lot of sort of, you know, good sort of peekaboo to what data is going to look like. Do you want to go in? Yeah. So those are the five applications we have on an Actionable platform yet.
Super. And we mentioned emerging markets there. So can you give us a bit of a background to what AI is like in emerging markets, both in terms of creating AI, but also in terms of using AI?
Yeah, so emerging markets are really very the excitement level is quite high. You may assume that it might be a bit slower or lesser than the developed market, but believe you me, the excitement is really because the reason behind is that as leapfrogging is happening in the what we have seen in the days of mobile world, right? So Africa had become mobile first continent or places. Similarly, there, when it comes to AI, We are leapfrogging. People are directly jumping on, like, not only just ChatGPT, they are talking about cloud, Gemini, and all that. And another factor, if you look at some of these emerging markets, the young population percentage is very, very high. Like, the median age for African is 19 years. Can you believe that? So that is like a very sort of native ground for them to jump on the AI or any such tech-driven thing. So what I'm trying to say, what I see, huge excitement. Everybody's talking about it. And in terms of adoption also, people are trying their hands. I was reading an article where in one of the very interesting cases in Kenya, that normally on the traffic light junction or crossroad, people are selling AI-created images intentionally, so that that shows that if it has reaches to the hawker's level, what you would imagine in the case of corporate and the businesses, right? So it is definitely everybody's talking about. The governments are really going for AI laws and regulations and the policies and everything. But frankly, excitement is one thing. But when you look at the actual usage, I think that is where the gap is. And people are a little bit confused and they think that AI has become as noise. So they are not able to figure it out where to put their hand, you know, where to start, which tool to believe. There's a lot of apprehension about data privacy as well. And they think that if I use the chatbot, it will go to, you know, my data will go to the training side of it. So I think there is a other side as well, where when you look at the tangible example of those things, how much it has gone, I would say there's a huge gap. So and I think there is a need for people to really become a little bit more aware of this in terms of how to go about AI, and that is how they can get the benefit of AI. That is what I can answer you immediately until you have a specific question on that.
Yeah, I mean, this is quite an interesting topic, the gap between excitement and diving in and doing something. So do you think agencies are more ahead or clients are more ahead, or is it even just individuals?
Yes, so if I talk about market research industry, particularly here, what I hear a lot is the client is pressurizing to use AI. Show me where is AI into that. As if they want to look the agencies to be, you know, top of their game, they are progressive and all, and what you are doing. Perhaps the hidden agenda could be the less cost and faster turnaround from the client side, right? But from the agency side, I think there are some really good sort of serious player who are going forward and adopting, experimenting thing. And the new players are also coming up, but they're a bit behind on that. There's some of, as we always know that, you know, some are really early adopters, some are laggard, some are like, you know, happy-go-lucky in that case. Things are fine. Why to disturb? But there is an appetite, growing appetite. People are coming to me and asking, DJ, what are you doing? Show me this, show me that. Although there are a lot of questions for them as well. So I think they're opening up. That is how I can say. Yeah. But it is not as I would say, it's not speed up yet in the way I thought initially.
And which AI technologies are catching your eye as things that might be really interesting over the next few months?
I think the technology-wise, as you know, the LLMs, ChatGPTs, and Gemini or Cloud, they're becoming household names. So I think people are really hooking on those things and doing some primary stuff as we all do, right? Right from to email writing, summarizing is like the basic entry point. Then some people are going and developing a little bit more in the discussion guide. I think the qualitative side is going, transcription, translation. So if you look at the usage, in my view, 80 to 90% are usage still very much elementary, basic kind of thing. But here, Actionable AI is focusing on more on the creating value beyond just processing, you know. So let's say for creative testing, emotional expression analytics, and if you go a high level of topic modeling, That's where the value really lies. And I haven't seen many people are really coming up. Like, for example, I want to just share one case. One of the local clients reached out to me, and they're big in their sector, really global players. And I was really sort of fascinated with the idea that they were doing some innovative stuff in terms of coming up with the new products and concept. And they reached out to me, said, "Vijay, tell me, how can I use AI into fast track my innovation cycle?" And that was a fantastic case because they didn't talk about translation, transcription, or summarization. They talked about even innovation cycle, how it can be fast tracked. And then I had to really sit down and say, you know what, these are the areas where you can go create concepts, you can visualize concepts, you can connect your historical data to, generate some of the basics, how you should be coming up with the new phrase. So I think those are the real sort of use cases where people can see some value. Another use case which Actionable currently pushing is conversational AI-based surveys. So instead of, because Africa is home for thousands of languages, right? Languages become is one area where AI will make whether it's really impacting or not impacting. As how high resource languages, LLMs, are performing very well. When it comes to local languages, low resource languages, same LLM will not give you the same quality. So I think the local languages and AI performance on local languages will be a real determinant factor in terms of having the same impact. Having said that, we are trying to develop a conversational AI catty calling agent, which will allow to perform the telephonic interviews in local languages, in local personas and accent and all that. So I think that is where I see the AI could be a real game changer, beyond just basics, and people are opening for it.
Yeah, I mean, certainly imagining a chat bot doing a phone call and then speaking in Hausa or Yoruba or whatever the local language is going to be would be a real step forward.
Absolutely. So I mean, from my side, emerging markets also brings its unique sort of use cases, because that is how they want this thing to help, right? Not the way we perceived outside. Okay, you go for this very sophisticated tech and sophisticated style, but here we are struggling with basics. So how we can create some of those solutions? And I think that is one area which I find really, really fascinating, because when I meet people, that every single person has their own sort of take on how AI should be, and that gives you another reason to think what you should be doing as somebody who's developing solutions.
So we're nearly out of time, but there's a favorite question we always like to ask. I think it's probably particularly relevant from what you've just been saying about the slowness of some people to start. So what would your recommendation be for somebody looking to, let's start with a client side person. What would your recommendation for them to be in getting started?
I think the first thing which I tell people is to just don't just a little bit more courageous to start somewhere. Number one. Number two is to, you don't have to commit or sign off anything. You just test a little small experiment, because one truth to be told, and first thing I tell everyone, we all are, including the likes of OpenAI or Microsoft or Copilot, everybody is in the experimentive phase right now. We don't know what is going to happen. Therefore, we don't have to commit for lifetime. Just start simple, simple with your own use cases, with your own data, but go with the reliable partner, secure, who can ensure your data confidentiality, and try. If you think it gives me 60 to 70% of what you already, I think it's good enough to start. So I think there is a need for adjusting the expectations, because what is happening, most of the people get the impression of AI as what we see in the sci-fi movies. So the expectation level is here, but reality is of course always be practicality, right? So you cannot deliver that, and this is where I think some people get, oh, I thought it should have even taken my name correctly. If I say Dharmendra, it should have taken Dharmendra exactly same. Oh, but when I see the transcript, it is telling me Mendra. It's Miss D. Well, look, we need to be a little bit more understanding about here. If it is giving you 70%, it's really good. It saves 2 days. Like, for example, for one of the clients, we did eight FGDs processing in 1 day in DRC language. It was in French. So what I'm trying to say, if somebody is reasonable, as in somebody who's a user, I think you will see a lot of plus in that way. And that's what I advise people. Just don't commit. Try once. Put a realistic expectation, measures, and if you see it hits 80%, go for it. Go slow, go steadily.
So jumping away from that side to just an individual, so a 21, 22-year-old entry into our industry, probably from university, older than the average person in Africa, though. What would your advice be to them?
Someone who is entering into the market research or in general?
Yeah, Mark, in entering into the market research.
I would say that a little bit more curious in terms of understanding this, not always from the tech perspective, but the human side of it, and more from, like, how human behavior and consumer behavior it is. So that will help you to connect the dots better. The tech will come, obviously, always be there. But I think the real strength is about understanding people. So if you are a budding market researchers, I think it is your curiosity level should be very, very high, and where you should be seeking the understanding part of it. And that cannot be better than spending some time with people. So then, because the youngsters, they spend more time on screen, I would recommend more time with a human.
Yeah, I think if anybody has chosen to join the market research industry, then they have not decided just to be a technologist. They have decided to work with people. So, yeah, I think you're absolutely right. They should learn about people. They should learn about understanding people, learn about watching people.
Absolutely.
DJ, that's been fantastic. I'm sure that our listeners are going to enjoy that. If you want to just tip your head to one side for a moment, we'll get the full beauty of your logo. And I encourage people to check you out online.
Thank you very much, Ray. This has been fantastic. Thanks for the opportunity. I really enjoyed it.
Absolutely. And I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you. Looking forward. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.